after some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Hello?
This is Betty.
Hello? Hello?
This is Betty.
Hello?
This is Betty.
Hello? Hello?
This is Betty. It's
420. Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello? This is Betty.
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello? This is Betty.
Are you still waiting?
It's 420.
Are you still waiting?
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Or later.
Hello? This is Betty.
And this is Betty.
Hello? This is Betty.
It's Betty again. Are you still waiting?
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyamper.
Shyamper. I haven't done that in a long time. Hey.
Yeah, I know, right? You haven't.
Hey.
Hey, everyone. This is Anthony from Studio A Live in Tampa.
And hey, everybody, it's Joe Lyle from Studio B in Chicago.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 245 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, May 16th, 2022. We are proud to be carried by Shyamper Radio. You can find the Joe and Anthony Show on iTunes, Spotify, Radio for All, and on Shyamper Radio. Visit www.shyampa.org, click the menu, click programming, then clicky-clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show.
Clicky.
Subscribe, add, like, favorite, do it now. We appreciate it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony. You got it,
Anthony.
You got it, Joe. You got it,
Anthony.
You got it, Joe.
I think
all right, Betty,
Betty,
we get the message.
Little,
we get
all.
The message. Yeah, well, it's, you know, a lot of things have gone a little nutso lately. I tell ya, but we'll get into that later.
That is the state of the world. We are just in the state of the world of nutso-ness.
Yeah.
That's about the best I can say for it. But, so here we are. Another Monday night. And doing our thing. And yeah. So,
stinks.
What stinks? Do you stink? Did you not shower today, Joe?
I made a stinky.
Oh, you farted. I see. Ah, yes. goodness. So anyway,
you're coming in overmodulated again.
Am I coming in overmodulated again?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, we're gonna be working through smaller details here.
There we go.
Because I have as one of the things that I'm talking about is we upgraded the main production rig in the studio, which is fantastic. Unfortunately, the problem is now we have to go through resetting levels and adjusting to new equipment because not all the... Oh, my God, you're having like Chernobyl nuclear blast off with your lights over there. So, you know, things act differently. And so this is going to be a little bit of a rocky episode. I'm sure we're going to overmodulate and undermodulate, and you might have to strain, and we apologize for that, but... You know, we got a new rig. We have some new fiber putting everything back together. Did that hit you hard, Joe?
Maybe I'll just turn my volumes down.
Is it a little too loud for you?
No, it's better now because I turned my volumes down.
All right,
but it's like it's clipping. It's clipping. Making like clicky clipping sounds.
Clicky clipping. All right, clicky clipping.
Yeah.
I turned the compressor down, so that might help us a little bit.
Okay.
Let's see if that helps.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so And I'm sorry. I don't give a shit about Johnny Depp or Amber Heard. I think it's a bunch of hogwashiness.
Who are these people?
I don't know. There's Johnny Depp and I guess his ex-wife or ex-girlfriend. There's some drama, legal drama going on. And the news is all a flutter about it. The news is literally
all a flutter.
They really are, and it's kind of sad. So, and
that's sad, you know?
It is. But what do you do? What do you do about the sadness, Joe? Joe, how do you deal with the sadness, Joe?
I smoke weed and I drink wine.
You smoke weed and you drink wine.
Yes.
All right, well, that sounds like a reasonable option, you know.
Yes.
Smoke weed and drink wine. Hey, why not?
So
you know,
I found a disco feature for my studio, but it's acting more like multicolored lightning.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what is going on over there.
I think it's reacting to our voice because it utilizes the microphone.
Oh, so really, it's just your voice, or is it?
It could be
voice?
Both voices. I don't know. I don't know which channel it's utilizing for this functionality. But
okay.
Wow. Right. So we've spent a lot of time on that.
Yeah, we really
that's
have.
That's your new rig and your and your fiber.
We just went through that, Joe. Keep up, Joe.
Oh, did we?
We're actually moving on to you.
Oh, we are.
It's my strain. Yeah, tonight's strain is Pai Gow. And Joe, how about you?
Well, I'm enjoying the new studio's quietness. It's been really nice.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I had a brain fart there. I'm sorry. I know. I just. That's what I was like. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Why are we talking about them? And then I went to the script and I was like, well, anyways, tonight's strain is also gelato. And we did have some member berry, which I've noticed member berry tends to make me stupid.
Yeah, member berry will do that to me too.
So, we have that. And then tonight's wine is Bone Jolly. It's a Gamay Noir.
Ooh.
Yes, it's very fruity.
Fruity.
It's got some nice acidity.
Fruity.
Yes. So, yeah. So, do we have any voicemails?
Actually, it looks like we might.
Do we?
I believe we do. I see the indicator is flashing. So, let me bring it up here. Hold on a moment. Let me access the voicemail function.
Password.
Ooh! Ooh. Damn, she's loud.
Is she loud?
Login incorrect. Password.
Okay.
You have one new message.
How is she now?
Press 1 for
better.
New messages. Press 2 to change folders. First message.
I didn't do what I'm doing, hello.
Press 3 for advanced options. Press 5 to repeat the current message.
Let's repeat the current message.
Press
Hold
7
on
to delete
yes.
first message.
I didn't do what I'm doing, hello.
Press 3 for advanced options. Press message delete. No more messages.
That was fun.
That was lovely. That was lovely.
Wow. Well, by the way, folks, our chat room is ready and working at shyampa.org.
Do we have anyone
and
in the chat
you can,
room?
Yeah, we have your mother in the chat room.
Hello, your mother. How are you? I hope you survived through our new technophonic experience tonight.
Yes, we're having... And I don't know if some of the loudness is just based internally for me.
Some of it may be internal. Some of it may come through on the recording. So it's going to be interesting how it all comes together.
And by the way, our phone lines are ready for you by dialing 813-327-8566.
Even if you don't know what you're doing, you can still call us. 813-327-8566.
8566. On your celly or rotary dial. So what you got for us in the weed corner?
All right, let me go ahead and open up the weed corner here.
Weed corner.
right. Let's see. Well, tonight, our first Weed Corner news story comes from the New York Times and is by Mike Ives and Makuta Shirato. Thailand has said it plans to give away 1 million cannabis plants to households across the nation in an effort to generate enthusiasm for a law taking effect next month that will allow residents to grow weed for their personal medicinal use or as a small-scale commercial enterprise. The project, announced by the country's health minister this week, is the latest move in Thailand's effort to position itself as a leader in Asia's nascent cannabis industry. Thailand's campaign started with a 2019 law that allowed the use of marijuana for medical purposes, a first for Southeast Asia. The rules now allow for the sale of cannabis with a low percentage of THC. Don't expect California-style cannabis retailers on your next trip to Bangkok or any of Thailand's postcard-perfect tropical islands. Under current Thai law, the recreational use of highly potent marijuana is still forbidden, and tourists convicted of possessing the drug can face up to 15 years in prison.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
I guess it's a start.
Yeah, the Asian countries have been very tough on marijuana, so this is definitely is a start for them, and it is a move in a good direction. And our next story comes from the National Law Review. Roughly a month ago, the U.S. House of Representatives voted to pass the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act, MORE, which decriminalizes marijuana under federal law and would remove marijuana as a scheduled drug under the Controlled Substance Act. As of now, marijuana is a Schedule 1 drug, meaning that it is illegal for use under federal law. As a result, the Americans with Disabilities Act, also a federal law, takes the position that individuals who are using marijuana, even for medical purposes, are not disabled because they are engaging in an illegal activity. However, 37 states currently allow medicinal marijuana use, and the conflict between federal and state law has created confusion for many. While state law may legalize marijuana for medicinal purposes, it is still illegal to drug under federal law, so employers are generally free to continue prohibiting and disciplining for marijuana use. If the MORE Act becomes law, all of this would be subject to change. Although it would all depend on what the final federal law looks like, marijuana would no longer be an illegal drug under that law, and the Americans with Disabilities Act approach on marijuana use would have to change. We will continue to follow developments of the MORE Act as it progresses. And that's it for your Weed Corner. Back to you, Joe.
Well, thanks, Anthony. And guess what? It's time for our word of the show. Are you all ready?
I'm always ready for the word of the show, Joe.
Do not lose your trajectory.
All right. And our word today is sagacious. Sagacious? Sagacious! And it means having or showing keen mental discernment and good judgment, or being shrewd. Well, thanks, your mother. I hope you can think of even more exciting words as you explore things sagaciously down the narrow aisles of your nearby grocery store. Ahem, I think. The more you know, only at the Joe and Anthony Show.
That's so exciting. I can't control myself, Joe.
Sagacious.
Sagacious.
Shrewd, yeah. I guess these days you do tend to need to be shrewd to navigate a lot of life's challenges. And a lot of people do not have this. And that's why I think there's so much strife going on. Because maybe there shouldn't be a need for shrewdness or difficulty in obtaining basic things or needed things or wanted things. But there is. Gosh, what's an example of credit, for instance? You know, you needed to get a house or you needed to get a car. You need to be shrewd with how much money you spend.
There you go.
You have to have, you know, some kind of ability to, what's the word I'm trying to use? I'm so stoned right now.
Yes. Yes, you are.
You have to have mental capacity and discipline. Yes.
Just something that you do not lack, you currently lack. But that's okay. Why don't you go ahead and cue Roger?
You want me to cue Roger? Okay,
yeah, let's
cue
Roger.
Roger.
Let's move Holy on to the
Pierce
national
piercings. Day. Oh, hey, it's me, Roger, and I've been barbecued. Wowzers. This is your national day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today.
Oh boy,
it's Honor Our LGBT Elders Day, National Biographers Day,
Coquille
St. Jacques Day, Do Something Good for Your Neighbor Day, Love a Tree Day, Mimosa Day, Piercing Day, Sea Monkey Day, and what all your buttholes are strained to the limit waiting for. Woohoo, it's National Barbecue Day. Joe, make sure you have all the Royal Dual Tin for our indoor-outdoor barbecue ready. Otherwise, our hyacinth won't like it. Anyway, Joe is going to twiddle a small wheel that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that makes the bigger wheel spin. Will it be the insurance wheel? Hold tight and shut your buttholes. No, no, no. Yes, yes, yes. Twiddle away, Joe, and push that button, Anthony.
I'm twiddling.
All right, I'm going to push the button.
Ooh, it's the insurance wheel.
That one. Great. Get ready. Tell Betty to get ready.
Yeah, our rates are sky high.
You know what? It's very helpful for watching the full moon eclipse thing last night. That was quite exciting to watch, you know.
We were under cloudy skies, so there was no...
Oh, you were under cloudy? You didn't get
it?
Yeah. All right, that's upset. Well, tonight's random story comes from WFLA and provides us with a lesson of what not to do with chicken shit. According to an affidavit, Christine became upset with a man after his chicken pooped on her back patio. Yeah. Just shit on the patio. And she was mad about it. And if I were Christine, maybe I'd be upset about chicken shit on my patio too. I know what chicken farms are like in the summertime. They're quite disgusting.
Yeah.
Chickens are nasty creatures.
But was this one chicken? Was it two chickens? Was it a gaggle of chickens?
Well, it says after his chicken. So it's a single chicken.
So
I'm
going to
say
chicken.
It's just a chicken. It's not a value meal chicken.
How much poop can a chicken make?
I don't know. Chickens can make a lot of poop. Birds can make a lot of poop in general. But anyway, she was upset about the foul poopage going on her back patio. So, in response, Christine got a bucket of urine from her bathroom. You know, because we all just have a random bucket of urine hanging around our bathroom. Walked onto the patio and threw the bucket on the man.
Wow.
Yeah. So, remember, folks, when a neighbor's chicken shits on your patio, that is cause to use your emergency bucket of urine that you keep in your bathroom. That is a Florida law, apparently.
Stand your urine.
Yeah, right.
So, that's interesting. And guess what? I just found out that an adult chicken poops every 20 minutes.
That's a lot of poop. Yeah. I mean, imagine if you pooped every 20 minutes. I mean, you would just be like pooping from here all the way to Timbuktu. And
that's a lot of poop.
That's a lot of poop. A lot of poop. So anyway.
That's a lot of biodiesel. A
lot of biodiesel. So anyway, all this chicken shit and urine flying all over the place. The affidavit said that the bucket ended up hitting the man in the face, injuring him. After being read her rights, Christine admitted to throwing the bucket of urine on the man, according to the deputies. That's all I got. Back to you, Betty.
Is it Betty's turn?
It's Betty's turn. Come on, Betty.
Hi,
wake up,
Betty,
Betty
here. I hope you're having fun with these two idiots. Anyway, with all this fun, you too can experience fun. Do this now. We prefer if you did it live, but leaving a voicemail can be entertaining too.
Yes,
just
it
give
can
us
be.
A call at 813-327-8566. Anyway, while you're tuned in at Chiampa.org, be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John Dubose, and The Toppers Radio Show, the Inept Super Villains podcast, and the many other fine shows we carry on Chiampa Radio. Be sure to visit Chiampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule, and much, much more.
Much more.
For Joe's weather and fucked up, informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty. Where am I? Hold on. Oops, I lost my place. Yes. All right, but before we get to the news sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, it's time for your Chiampa Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's Midway International Airport. Well, let's go to the webpage that contains the weather so I can tell you what that is. It is currently a few clouds. It's a few clouds, 77 degrees, humidity is 26%. Butthole winds are northwest, gusting to 22 miles an hour.
Ooh.
That's pretty good. Visibility is 10 miles, and we have zero heat indexes.
No heat indexes.
Nope.
How tonight do you index it's gonna be... if you ain't got no heat index?
You don't. It's a static heat. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 51. Gusty winds are about. Tuesday, increasing clouds with a high near 58. Wednesday, showers likely, mainly before 1 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 59. Where am I? Wednesday. Thursday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Mostly sunny with a high near 68. Friday, showers likely, mainly after 1 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 80. It'll be beautiful. On the weekend, it looks like we can expect mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 60s. And now for today's fun fact. Well, in case you didn't know it, it is physically impossible for pigs to look up into the sky. I did not know that. It is physically impossible for pigs to look up into the sky.
That's
so, as Roger would say,
there.
Wow. And that's today's fun fact. Okay, Anthony, press the any key for the news.
There's the any key.
And now, for the news.
For the news. Let's see. We do have a news script up somewhere here. Aha! From Where's My Hard Seltzer Files. May 5th, UPI Ben Hooper. Thank you, good sir. A Missouri road was covered in adult beverages when a tractor trailer hauling a load of 44,000 pounds of hard seltzer overturned in the roadway. Missouri State Police said the truck went off the right side of Baseline Boulevard in Jasper County, and the driver overcorrected, causing the truck to overturn in the road. The overturned truck spilled cans of Vizzy hard seltzer across the roadway. The driver, a 59-year-old Nebraska woman, and her dog were not seriously injured in the crash. Well, that's good.
That is
good. But that's a lot of product.
That is a lot of product.
As you can see in the picture. He is.
A lot of
I'm
product.
Thirsty for a seltzer, to be honest.
Are you
I wouldn't
for
mind
a seltzer.
Seltzer.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
We can move on.
You want to move on?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Well, delete my driver's license.
Oh, dear.
A South Carolina woman said she owes her $75,000 lottery prize to traffic that prevented her from making a lane change.
Ooh.
The Midlands woman told South Carolina Education Lottery officials she attempted to make a lane change to go to a particular store. But she changed her plans when the crowded road prevented her from changing lanes in time for her turn. The woman ended up at the Cheapway store in Sumter, where she bought a $3 bingo squared scratch-off ticket. The ticket turned out to be a $75,000 winner. I was speechless, the winner recalled. I had my husband look at it, and he didn't believe it either. The winner said she plans to use her jackpot to pay off her home. Not having a mortgage anymore, that would be a happy day.
That would be a happy day.
Wouldn't it? Not having a credit card debt, not having mortgage debts, not having debts, period. Yeah.
We good?
It is McGinty. I screwed up
the little
wordage here, but this is a very interesting story out of our friends in Normandy region of France.
That's
again
great.
From UPI, Ben Hooper, May 11th. Wildlife experts in the Normandy region of France are warning members of the public to beware of an unusual problem. What would that problem be, would you think, Mr. Anthony over there?
Jock itch.
Jock itch. That's an unusual problem, but guess again.
Rotten tomatoes.
Like thrown against your window?
Yeah, something like that. You know, what happens to us all the time here.
Good choice, but try again.
Oh my goodness, a lottery ticket?
So they're telling you to be aware of drunk deer running amok. Yeah.
Oh dear, oh
dear. The 30 Million Friends Foundation, a French animal rescue group, said deer in Normandy have been known to overindulge this time of year on spring buds that are loaded with sugar that ferments in the animal's stomachs.
I see.
Making them drunk in the same way as if they had consumed alcohol.
Yeah, how about that?
Association pour la protection des animaux et des jours, or as PAS, warn hikers and drivers to be aware of potential encounters with intoxicated deer. The group warned members of the public to keep a safe distance from any deer that appear to be acting strangely. Firefighters in Rouen rescued a deer May 3rd that fell into the Seine River while apparently intoxicated, and rescuers were recently called to rescue a deer in Vernon that was found in an intoxicated state in a garden near the town center. What was it doing? Peeing?
Maybe. You know, sometimes they gotta do that. It stopped off for a snack.
It stopped off for a snack and a hit of doobie.
There you go.
Wow. You know, these things are just fun to know about. Isn't it?
They're exciting.
Aren't they exciting?
You know, I mean, who would have thought? Drunk deer everywhere.
That gong was exciting.
Did that gong excite you?
Yes.
Well, that's good.
I don't know why the gong excited me, but it excited me.
Well, gongs do that sometimes.
But that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his On Crack News team. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe. Nothing is exclusively available at your local Dollar Miscellaneous store, because the dollar won't get you much due to inflation. Do you want to be part of this derailed, southern fried, tire-thumping, toilet-seat-licking, GMO-loaded experience?
Yes.
Give us a call at 813-327-8566 or send us an email at playus@champion.org. This week on This Way Out, could the U.S. Supreme Court's Roe threat abort queer rights? In other news, a Sarajevo court slams an anti-LGBTQ hate speech. Aswani queer rights are acknowledged in illegal laws. Nigerians protest a harsh anti-cross-dressing bill. The U.S. government challenges Alabama's criminal ban on trans health care. Floridians won't say pay for DeSantis' Disney's retaliation tax. And a black lesbian is set to make history as the White House press secretary. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday evenings at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show. Hang tight, folks. We will not be sagalicious in 4 minutes when we return.
Yay!
Yay! Where's the button?
Where's the button?
I'm pushing the button. Pushing the button. All right, the button's not working. Hold on. Hold on. Oh, wait. Where's the button? Oh, I see what happened. Hold on.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Flashback.
Watch me scare Fred out of his pebbles.
Yow, Martians!
Delicious.
Barney!
Whoops, got a blast off!
Post Pebbles cereal, part of this nutritious breakfast. Now from Pebbles, you can get a Fred Flintstone flying disc. For Barney. Or Dino. For fun with a twist, it's a Flintstone flying disc. What an especially marked box of Post Fruity or Cocoa Pebbles cereal.
Let's have a Play-Doh party!
Yeah!
A shooting star!
You can make all sorts of great things with a Play-Doh Fun Factory.
I made spaghetti!
And now, you can get a Play-Doh Fun Flyer free when you buy Fun Factory in specially marked packages. It's lots of fun, and little enough to take with you wherever you go, while supplies last. The Play-Doh Fun Factory toy comes with everything you see here. From Kenner.
Introducing the Kodak Instant Camera with a twist. Meet the Crank.
Can you feel a brand new day?
Imagine instant pictures with color. Color, color by Kodak. Just crank, 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 and in minutes you get bright, colorful instant pictures with a textured satin luxe finish. See your photo dealer and shake hands with the Crank. The Kodak Instant Camera with a twist.
You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. incompetech.com.
Put a glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Cheyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know that when lightning strikes, it can reach up to 54,000 degrees Fahrenheit? Did you know that about 90% of the world's population kisses? And did you know that the average speed of a skydiver is 124 miles an hour? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more Everyday Facts You Never Knew.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue a robot.
You're welcome, Joe.
Hi, Betty here. I hope you...
Hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's yay. Today, because up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's Florida weather and his world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, yes. Go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverage biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and world-famous crazy Florida news. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
All right, let me make sure the buttons work this time.
Yay,
there we go, the buttons are working this time. Before we continue, it's time for your Cheyenne weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently lightly cloudy and 81 degrees. The humidity is at 62% and the dew point is at 67 degrees. Visibility is a lovely 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be mostly clear with a low around 75. On Tuesday, it will be sunny with a high near 91. On Tuesday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 76. On Wednesday, it will be 20% chance of isolated showers and storms after 2 in the afternoon, and then sunny with a comfortable high of 91 degrees. Wednesday night will be sunny with an even more comfortable... Wait. Sunny, because Wednesday night cannot be sunny and high near 93. Hold on a second. There's something wrong with Wednesday night's weather.
Error.
I hope Wednesday night is not sunny in 91. All right. Okay. So Wednesday will actually be sunny with a high near 93. So it'll even be more beautiful on Wednesday than originally thought. And then on Wednesday night, it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 77 degrees.
And yay, that's it. We like 77 degrees.
77 degrees. We'll probably be like 95% humidity. And that is it for your Cheyenne weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news. All right, my nose keeps itching. All right, our first Florida the story of the night comes from the Tampa Free Press and tells us about a woman who's living the Florida lifestyle.
Woohoo!
Yep, last Tuesday, just after 9:30 in the evening, sheriff deputies in Calhoun County, Florida, were conducting a routine patrol in the Mossy Pond community. A patrol deputy conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle for driving with its hazard lights on. Or, you know, the force fields, you know, that those, you know. Once the deputy made contact with the driver, Ashley, it was determined that Ashley's driver's license had currently been revoked. Deputies say that was probable cause to establish a search of the vehicle. During a search of the vehicle, deputies located 28 used syringes and one loaded syringe that contained liquid methamphetamine. A plastic container with methamphetamine inside, a metal spoon containing methamphetamine residue, and approximately 1 gram of marijuana. I tell you, marijuana is that gateway drug, let me tell you. Oof, that marijuana got it right into that meth. Ashley was taken into custody and charged with possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. Stay tuned to Cheyenne for a lack of total updates on this news story.
Woo!
There we go. Yes, our next crazy Florida news story of the night comes from our favorite source, The Villages News.
Oh, boy.
Leonard 60 of Wildwood, Florida, was driving a gray 2005 Chevy pickup with a Mississippi license plate when he was pulled over shortly before 7 in the evening on Tuesday in the area of County Road 229. According to an arrest report from the Sumter County Sheriff's Office, the deputy reported that Leonard's speech was so heavily slurred that it was very difficult to understand what the fuck he was saying. The deputy spotted an open bottle of Skol vodka in the pickup. A computer check revealed 32 active suspensions of Leonard's license.
Wow.
So your license has been suspended, is currently suspended 32 times over, including several for previous drunk driving arrests, refusal to submit to chemical testing, and failure to pay a criminal penalty. A 100 milligram Viagra pill was also found in his pocket. I guess he's not going to make it to his happy destination as he once thought. Leonard was arrested on charges of driving under the influence and felony charges of driving while license suspended or revoked a record 32 times. He was booked without bond. That would be this one. He was booked without bond at the Sumter County Detention Center.
Huh. Sexy.
Here's some sexy time for you, Joe. Let's see. Is this a why not me? No, I don't think this is a why not me for you. Our final and naked Florida news story of the night comes from Channel 4 News in Southwest Florida and tells us about a man who's getting a little too hostile for his nakedness. The Lee County Sheriff. You like that? Betty, what'd you think of that one, Betty? The Lee County Sheriff's report states that deputies responded to a call around 1 p.m. on a Monday, so 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Monday, for a naked man outside a home in San Carlos Park. When deputies arrived on the scene, they attempted to talk to David, the naked man, who responded by arming himself with a knife and a screwdriver.
Just ridiculous.
So what are we talking about, like the cocktail screwdriver or like the tool? Because like, did he get like a knife and a cocktail? And I'm like, maybe he's trying to be a pilot, a pirate, like arr, type of thing. Go figure. So David reportedly began yelling profanity and retreated into his house, where he picked up a large kitchen knife and threatened the deputies. Deputies retreated and David barricaded himself in the home for several hours. No one was hurt and the man was taken into custody. David is charged with assault on a law enforcement officer, EMT, and so on. He remains in Lee County Jail as of Tuesday morning. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Roger, you stink. Well, thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. Come join fun. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots, and don't forget me and that other robot, Roger. Be a part of our unique Q Studio experience. Be sure to visit us at chiampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs and inhale biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Well, thank you, Betty. Thank you so much.
You got it, Joe.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
You're welcome, Anthony.
So I've got a plethora of show title ideas.
All right, why don't you drop the show title ideas on?
Well, let's see, low dose plantage, Thai weed on the way, you generally don't get dick with a screwdriver and a knife.
But possible. Go on.
Getting it up in mossy pond. And that one and this next one could both be Ring of Fire editions.
Okay.
Getting it up in Mossy Pond, Ring of Fire edition. Or Naked Tool Man, Ring of Fire edition.
Let's go Naked Tool Man, Ring of Fire edition.
Well, hold on, though.
Uh-oh.
Okay, but we'll put an asterisk next to this one. But I have just a couple more.
Oh.
Vodka and Viagra, or it's not illegal to possess Viagra. No.
I don't know. Vodka and Viagra appeals to me as well. That's a reasonable show title for our news stories. So yes. I would go between that one or the other one, the naked tool man.
I like naked tool.
You
man
like
Ring
you
of
like
Fire
naked
edition.
Tool man as well.
Yeah.
Okay, well then we'll all have a consensus then. We'll go with naked tool man.
Yay! I can make an entry into the show notes portion of this production.
There you go. And the plethora section just began.
It did. We are in plethora hell.
We got a lot of ad-libbing to do for 9 minutes here.
Well, you can give us a call at 813-327-8566.
That is correct.
Or stop on in to shyampa.org to check out our chat room and listen.
Yeah, absolutely. So who do we have? Let me take a look. Let me wander in to the chat room myself to see who all we have. Enjoying.
You're not in chat room jail, are you?
Who knows? I might be. I might. Apparently, I am because I'm getting a nickname.
Well, oh, there's a person called me.
That would be me.
Hello, me.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm trying to figure out how to log in as myself, I guess, because it didn't give me the option of logging in as me.
I think if you click that little gear, there should be a way to log in.
I have,
because I'm
gear.
Logged in.
Oh, I have a gear. Log in. There we go.
While you're doing that, yeah, I don't know what to say. It's just been crazy here in Chicago with the reportage of lots of different crimes and in affluent communities now, and of course it's always been happening on the South Side.
Yeah,
it's
that's not surprising.
But Millennium Park and the Bean area, especially as it gets later at night towards 9 and 10 o'clock.
Really? Is that started getting rough, huh?
Yeah, there's been a lot of shootings there.
Wow.
So, is it
gang on gang activity?
Yeah,
it robberies?
It's a lot of that. A lot of gang on gang. Yeah. You know, but it's a lot of youth, too, that are just going to get out and explore and be a part of something. I'm assuming. I'm assuming not everyone's in it to be in this degenerate mode, but then you get those people that kind of take advantage of the huge crowd and just it creates a chaotic situation.
Chaotic situation.
But, you know, the key thing is, more than ever, it's like you got to really just be vigilant and kind of keep your head on a swivel a little bit. Which is unfortunate. Oh, look at that. Ring of Fire. Ring of Fire. Ring of Fire.
That's Chaos Ring of Fire GIF edition there for your for the chat room.
I like it.
You like it? There you go. If you're not participating in our chat room, you can join us at shyampa.org. C-H-I-A-M-P-A. Well, you know how to fucking get... Well, you should, I imagine. If not, the name of the radio station is on the player, Shyampa, C-H-I-A-M-P-A.org. I forget not that everyone listens to us directly. There are some people that listen to us through other means, like Shoutcast and shit like that. So they may not directly be coming to our website.
Ah.
Yes, so...
That is a good point.
Oh, absolutely.
A very good point indeed.
Absolutely.
Wow, so this is episode 245.
Wow, 245. Huh?
245. Yeah, we're getting up there to our numbers.
We
still got a long way to go.
Less than 200 episodes to go.
Isn't that crazy?
We have 195 episodes to go. Wait, no. Yeah? No. Wait.
And that's going to take
us
quite a long time to get to. What is this,
245? This is 245. We have 175 episodes to go.
So that would be 175 consecutive weeks. How many months is that?
175 consecutive weeks.
Yeah.
Would give us 43 months.
Which is how many years?
3.6 years.
And you know it's going to take us at least 5 years to get to that point.
Well, because the funny thing is the last time we did this calculation, the same thing kind of came up on us. We came up with a 3-year thing of like, oh, yeah, right, right, right. So, but that's what makes us so charming. We try to broadcast every week, but it doesn't always happen. And especially this past, you know, the pandemic fucked a lot of things up since then. And, you know, because especially some of those have been following us for years. But we're trying to get into the thing. Don't get upset if we don't show up for a couple of weeks. We will be back. We do have our goal, and we are going to make 420 episodes if it takes us 3.645833 years to do so. And to get there. Exactly. Loading. But I mean, yeah. we do pretty good. I mean, look, we're at 245 and we have a fan base, we have a following. We're good to go.
Are we sagacious?
We're sponsored by Dollar Miscellaneous. How sagacious do you want to get? I mean, let's be honest.
You know, you should register Dollar Miscellaneous, and then we can sell it to a corporation.
Register what?
The name, if it's not already registered.
Well, I think I registered the web domain.
Oh, really?
I believe I did. Let me see. I don't know if I did anything with it.
I have a lot of liquid in my stomach.
Hold on. We're going to do a little who is search here.
Dollar Miscellaneous.
Dollar Miscellaneous.
Okay, there's a store called X Dollar Miscellaneous. How to create a $0 miscellaneous invoice. Okay. Ooh, that's a gong sound.
I am not a robot.
Huh.
I guess
Family
I didn't
Family Dollar. Yeah, we don't care about... Okay, Dollar Store,
maybe I
yeah.
Didn't. I thought I registered Dollar Miscellaneous. Maybe I didn't.
Okay. We should register trademark on that.
I. You know what? I'll let you take that one. Giving this one company up and running financially is a bitch. So
if we can win, like, say, 5 to 10 million, we can have a little storefront.
There you go. You can do it that way. That sounds like a plan.
Give you a tiny little storefront, and everything in it would be $1. Or no, $2.
And some change, because of inflation.
$2.25.
No, you got to make it something ridiculous, like $2.04 or something. Just to make it difficult. Just to make it slightly difficult.
Yeah. You know, I was looking at... speaking of things that don't make sense, I was looking at the CPDH, the Chicago Health Department, whatever, website for COVID, and it says the death rate is 0.29. How do you have a death rate of
0.29? 0.29? I don't know. 0.29 people is dead.
But how do you have... How is... What's 0.29 people?
Well, I mean, it's a statistic. Unfortunately, statistic... Which, I mean, it's a good number, because statistically speaking...
Well, yes.
Your per capita is only 0.29, which is lovely. So, I mean, in reality, there were probably, like, maybe, like, less than a handful of deaths in the statistic.
Oh, I thought maybe, like, a quarter of me is dead.
Only a quarter of you is dead. And we actually do own dollarmiscellaneous.com.
We do?
We do own dollarmiscellaneous.com.
Nice.
If I spelled it correctly, which could have been a problem, depending on how high I was when I made the registration. So... You know.
Oh boy.
Let's see.
Oh boy.
Dollamiscellaneous. No, it is spelled correctly, so it is dollarmiscellaneous.com. It doesn't go anywhere right now. It does not go anywhere right now. Maybe I should, you know. But,
It'll go somewhere. Yeah.
It will go somewhere someday. Someday it
and
will
it
go
could
somewhere.
Be attached to our studios. We might have like a little gift shop. We just call it the Dollar Miscellaneous Store.
There you go.
You get T-shirts with little slogans like when your check engine light turns on,
that means the world is flat.
Yeah, or any one of our crazy little euphemisms we've
broadcast
on this show for 245 episodes.
And there have been many, many in those 245 episodes.
You know, we got to have a shirt that says database.
Database, with a bong, of course.
Yes.
Well, the Dollar Miscellaneous is being updated.
Yay.
The chat room. Well, I'm leaving the chat room. Goodbye, chat room. I have to wrap some things up around here, so I can't chat much longer. So the dirty lights are coming. The ugly lights are coming on. And the time on our parking meter is about to run out. So I'd like thank you for tuning in this evening, listening in on our Raidcast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Oopsie poopsie, where was I?
That's
laughter.
What we all want to know, Joe. That's
oh boy, that was. Wait, where am I? Wow, that was a fun show. And we're sure glad you could join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony show.
You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 Eastern in the morning. 6:30 a.m. Eastern in the morning.
You got it, Anthony.
Yep. And then Traffic with Toppers, starting at 3:30 Eastern every weekday. And that's in the afternoon. Also,
welcome,
be sure
Anthony.
To catch classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekends, and hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 p.m. on Sunday Tea Dance. On Sunday.
You know. That's a fun show if you can get to it. I wish I could.
It is. My ass is asleep in this chair. But it is a fun show to listen to.
Not
in this chair, though.
Since your ass is asleep and your device is already tuned in, why not keep yourself perpetually asleep and embellished in programming with extra added technique you audio procedure? How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep any one of your devices perpetually tuned to Cheyenne Radio. That's right. Maybe it's a tablet. Maybe it's a dildo up your ass with a speaker in it. Or maybe it's just an Amazon Echo device from the kitchen.
The dildo. You know, you gotta send me the link to where you get these dildos with the speakers in them. I've never seen this shit. I gotta order one for myself one of these days.
Or maybe it's your phone. Well, while you take a dump on the toilet, whatever the situation may arise, it says, damn it, I just need to listen to Cheyenne Radio right now. Just point your favorite browser to cheyenne.org. That's CHIAMPA.org. That's right now. Go there now for a complete listening experience.
Yep, absolutely. So, it's been great.
Yes, it has been.
It's been fun. It's been exciting. Yes. It's been something tonight.
At least we're on time.
Yeah, and you know, I think we got the kinks worked out through the show. So we apologize. All of you who've listened, or those of you who will be listening at some point this week, thank you for bearing through some of the weird audio issues we've had in the show. But we will have everything worked out. And we will be back. We should be back next Monday. Check our Facebook. Joe posts. He's not banned. You can also check out Cheyenne.org. If you are interested in recasting our show, contact us at playus@cheyenne.org. Remember, folks, don't drive around with a buffet of meth in your car after popping a Viagra and running around your yard naked. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out with a J for Jerkin.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with a knee.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Cheyenne Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Cheyenne. Radio.